think about this. If you made the journey from South America seeking asylum in the United States, and after your experience here decided to walk through the dead of winter to get to Manitoba in Canada because of what happened to you in the United States, what would that say about the image of America as a sanctuary for asylum seekers? Well, the Canadian province of Manitoba has become a destination for asylum seekers who are fleeing from the United States on foot and crossing the U.S.-Canadian border illegally. Bashir Khan is an immigration and refugee lawyer based in Winnipeg, Canada. He's handled the claims of dozens of asylum seekers in recent months.
Presently, I have 17 refugee claimants, and I represent them, and all of them crossed the border from across the 49 parallel through an open field from the North Dakota to the Manitoba site.
First of all, how unprecedented is that in your view, and what do they say is the reason for them crossing the border?
In my view, it's absolutely unprecedented. I have been involved in this field for the last 7 years, and in the last seven winters, it is the first winter in which anyone has ever come to Manitoba. It's just deadly. People typically come when winter breaks in the spring, and they arrive until the late fall. It's unheard of that someone would come in the dead of winter like this. And why are they coming? Because they are desperate. They are desperate because Immigration and Customs Enforcement of the Department of Homeland Security was just about to remove them back to their respective countries in Africa. And they realized that Canada would be their last hope, their last chance to see if they could make a claim for refugee status.
So is it the case that they are seeking asylum not only from their home countries where they came from originally, but also asylum from ICE and customs in the United States?
Oh, no, they're not indicting the U.S. justice system in that way, no. But I have to tell you that I've heard some very disturbing stories that I was surprised to learn. So they start from Brazil and they travel northwards by land until they arrive in Mexico. And from Mexico, they arrive in the United States. And that's their first encounter with Americans. And so they make an asylum claim. They're immediately detained in the United States immigration detention facility. They are not provided a legal aid lawyer. They don't have a lawyer. They have their United States Immigration Court hearing before an immigration judge at the detention facility, and they're denied. Why are they denied? Because they can't make long-distance calls back to Africa to gather evidence to prove their claim. They don't even know what they have to do to prove their claim, because there's a serious access to justice issues for them. And that's why they end up losing their claim. And there's a United States Supreme Court decision that says that once a refugee claimant is rejected, within 6 months, they have to be paroled into U.S. society. And that's why they're released into the U.S. society pending deportation under strict reporting conditions to ICE, DHS. And that's when they make a break for it, because they realize perhaps in Canada they may get a fair hearing, which they feel they may not have necessarily had in the United States.
Bashir Khan, what do you say to people who might say, well, look, these people are unprepared. They should have had their papers. They should have had their phone numbers ready. They should have been ready to make their case. Instead, they aren't ready. They cross the border, and they're just coming to Canada because you're a bunch of softies up there.
I like to answer that question a different way, and I like to, for a moment, give you what I think should be the American perspective on things. Two of my refugee clients lost their hands. One of them has got only a thumb left, but lost 9 digits. The other claimant lost both hands. Why? Because they lost their gloves when they fell down in the snow, which is waist high, in an open farmer's field on the North Dakota-Manitoba border. And 7 hours in the snow and in the freezing cold and wind chill, very high wind chill. And so now they've had their hands amputated. So why did that happen? And I think I need to explain something to you. The Canada-United States Safe Third Country Agreement is against American interests. And I want this to be made known to your listeners. If people want to leave the United States, especially people who have no legal status in the United States and who are going to be deported anyway, and if they're self-deporting themselves before ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, deports them, and if they're self-deporting themselves to Canada, why is it that America has to take them back? because that's what the agreement says. The agreement says that if these people from the United States entered at a land border crossing where it's a port of entry, which is a checkpoint on the Canadian side, Canada must return them back and America must take them back. Now, if U.S. were to withdraw from that agreement, A, these people would not be putting their lives at risk, and B, America would not be forced to take them back. So even it is in America's own national interest not to have this Safe Third Country Agreement. If people want to self-deport themselves out of the United States, it would be much easier for them if the United States wasn't forced to take them back. And that's why the Safe Third Country Agreement is a thorn, I think, on the side of even American interests.
That's great information. And boy, that's a tough story that you tell, Bashar Khan. Do you think that the Trump campaign, the presence of Trump in the political scene has transformed your experience as an immigration and refugee lawyer in Canada?
You know, the truth is, whatever President Trump is doing and has done, it's not affecting people who are presently in the United States. He's affecting those people who are presently outside of the United States. And these people who are now coming to Canada were subject to a deportation and removal order anyway. It was just a matter of time before they were deported from the United States. So to me, the presidency does not matter. These people were still in the same position. But the reason they left was because they were about to be deported. Not one of them told me it was because of President Trump they're leaving. And they're telling me the truth. They're leaving because a single officer of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement told them, you know what? We've just sent 104 of your countrymen in a jumbo jet last week. Get ready. That's what freaked them out, and that's why they came here. I think the presidency doesn't matter in this regard, and so we shouldn't put too much blame on President Trump, because his policies are not directly right now affecting asylum seekers who are presently in the United States already.
Bashar Khan is an immigration and refugee lawyer speaking to us from Winnipeg in Manitoba, Canada. Thank you so much.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.